They say that calcium gives bone strength, and well, we don't have a real bone to work with, and so let's use the source of calcium that's right over there. And what do you have?
I have six eggs.
Six eggs. So grab one of those eggs.
Okay.
What do you think the calcium is in the egg?
The shell.
The shell, absolutely. It's the shell. It's that outer area that gives the egg some strength. And so what I wanted to do is to use an acid to try to remove that calcium, and let's see if that's true. So the egg goes down inside the cup, and now let's add some vinegar. And tell me if you notice anything happening when we add some of that vinegar. Watch. Now, do you notice that there's a chemical reaction taking place? We have vinegar, and you see what's on the outside of the egg?
There's little bubbles.
And it's a good indication that there's a reaction taking place. Do you know what those bubbles are made out of?
Oxygen?
Well, it could be. It's actually carbon dioxide, and it's a good indication of where the calcium is stored inside. There's not just pure calcium in the eggshell. It's actually called calcium carbonate, and that vinegar is releasing that. Now, you have to wait for 24 hours, but this is an egg that I started yesterday. We need to dump the liquid off. That's the vinegar, and the calcium has dissolved inside. Rinse the egg off and hold out your hand and feel that.
Whoa, it's squishy.
It looks like a real egg, doesn't
it?
But it's squishy, so all of that outer shell has been taken off. The strength of the egg, so to speak, has been taken off, and now we have a squishy part, the membrane. Watch, we're just going to take the needle, and let me poke the needle down inside, and there is that egg that we had before, right? You could say the yolk's on you, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Let me show you another way to do it. Just use the carton of eggs that you had before. One for you, one for me. These are not hard-boiled eggs. And now what we're going to do is we're going to take the yolk out, right? We're going to take all the insides out, so all we have left is the shell. And the best way to do that is to use a needle and to poke the very end. So let me show you what it looks like here.
Okay.
Now we just poke the top like this. Now you have to be careful, because if you poke too hard, you'll break the egg. And now let's poke the bottom. And then take the needle and poke it all the way down inside so that you break the yolk inside. And now what I'm going to ask you to do is to blow here on this end, and we're going to blow the egg out here. Good. There's more. Excellent. You've got it. Let's wipe the egg off. So go ahead and clean the egg off. And so now we're going to set that off to the side, and all we're concerned about is the eggshell. Now we have to repeat the same thing that we did before. Put the egg down inside. Notice that we only have the eggshell, and now we're going to add some
Vinegar,
you're right. Now notice, because the bubbles are coming off, it's important that we don't cap this off. So don't put it in a container and seal it, because we would build a pressure inside. So just let it sit there and move it around every once in a while. Wash your hands off, and after 24 hours, look at what you've got. Now instead of the egg being its original shape, now all we have left is the membrane that we had before. You bounce the egg like this, and now what's the egg filling up with?
With air.
With air, and take a look at what we've got. It looks as if the egg has completely come back to life, right? What was that element that gave the eggshell strength?
The calcium.
The calcium.
Yeah.
So have fun. Puff that one up for me. And remember, it's the calcium in the milk that keeps your bones nice and strong. So the next time somebody says, drink your milk, you'll understand why. And remember to keep wondering why. Nice job. Here, keep going.